this is a little bit like a hero's journey in that this calling came to me. I hate to compare it to a hero's journey because it's not really that heroic, but beginning probably in when I was 6 years old going to a movie theater, a dream came to me. And I think this dream came to me because sitting in that movie theater, unbeknownst to me, was a person I was going to have a dream about. Every week we'd go and we'd see the serial. There'd be the Lone Ranger or Superman, and then there'd be a couple shoot-em-ups or odors, as they're sometimes called. And I could feel this dream, even though I didn't know the subject of the dream. And then 10 years later, I came into contact again when I was 16 with the same person. Again, I didn't know her, but I was playing a high school football game at Clayton High School, and the Clayton High School homecoming queen and court was traveling around the track in their convertibles, distracting us. That's probably why we lost the game. And again, I could feel the presence. This dream was growing on me, and it continued to grow on me until once again, probably, I guess, 4 years later, in August of 1961, I happened to be in Rome and went to the opera Aida, which is an outdoor opera, big deal with this huge stage with elephants and lions and tigers being paraded during the Grand March, so forth. And sitting at this same opera was the subject of my dream. Again, I didn't know her, but I could feel the presence. Just like maybe 18 months later, and by the way, when I was feeling that presence at the opera Aida, there was something confusing about the feeling, and it could have been that the subject of the dream was there with her husband. Then 18 months later, I had a girlfriend who was had taken piano, and who should come to town but Van Cliburn, who had just won first prize at the first Russian contest of piano players. He's played Tchaikovsky, you know that one. And he was coming to play that, and my girlfriend said we should get tickets in the second row so we can see his hands. And we did. And sitting in the second row, I was to later learn, was the subject of my dream and her husband again. So I didn't like being left out, unfortunately, so I too got married. Unfortunately, as I say, but some years went by, and this deferred dream looked like it might be moving toward fruition because the subject of that dream and I were no longer married, and we had a mutual friend who thought it might be nice if we met each other. And we did meet each other, and we got along pretty well. This was probably the end of it was December 16, 1972, and we started getting along real well pretty quickly. And what's so funny about that? I'm going to leave that part out. And so as the next year evolved, I still remember a day. It was like October 15 or 16. I checked this out today because it's 1973. And at that time, the Egyptians attacked the Israelis on Yom Kippur. And it became known as the Yom Kippur War, where the Egyptians had some victories, and eventually it was somewhat of a stalemate, but it led to the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty, which has been so important for that part of the country, which needs something important. But in any event, on that particular Tuesday, I was with my former wife at a course on parent effectiveness training, hoping to do some good for our son. And following that course, I went to be with this woman who had been the subject of my dream. And the dream was still deferred somewhat. We were just very good friends at this point. But marriage was on my mind. And I think marriage was on her mind. And I knew that night she was at someone's home with, I don't know if you'd call it a seer, fortune teller, tarot card reader. And they were having a session. A bunch of people were getting their futures read. And I wanted to go and see what this was all about. I arrived there just in time to hear the fortune teller tell the subject of my dream that she was going to have many affairs in her life. And that unfortunately she would never be married. And she said, but, you know, I was thinking maybe I was going to marry this guy. And the fortune, oh, I get this other reading. He says, you'll get married this January, or then you'll, if you don't, you're going to go on to many affairs. Well, that was 39 years and 1 month ago. That January. And that's how long we've been married. And so I had hoped to do this whole thing, to sit down at the piano and play the music, the Grand March and Tchaikovsky. And at this point, it would be, I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair. And there she is.